horn. Somewhere McFadden is lurking about. What do you need to know today? A lot of deadly storms, severe weather over the weekend and through yesterday. The tornadoes coming in, blasting their way, 70, 80 mile an hour winds with some of the thunderstorms and 170 mile an hour winds with the tornadoes. Roberta is in, not really Tornado Alley, although there are parts of northern Louisiana, isn't that? Are you in Louisiana? You're in Louisiana.
Yes,
right?
I'm in New Orleans.
Okay. So north of there, what was the weather like yesterday in Louisiana? And because Mississippi borders on Louisiana. And
New Orleans, we were okay. Yeah, we were okay here. You know, it was very windy, but, you know, nothing like what they were getting north. And the north area, north of the lake, as you head towards Mississippi, was under some threats, but they really didn't see anything in the way of tornadoes. But that corridor along Mississippi, oh boy, it was brutal last night, that's for sure. There was all sorts of warnings out on TV. Weathermen were going crazy here with it. Especially the lightning strikes as well. It was just incredible to see what was going on there.
We had a lot of wind in Southern California last night. It was windy here. Jennifer, I'm betting on the other side of the hill where you are, it was windy. Kenny, how windy was it down in San Diego last night?
It wasn't bad last night, but we're supposed to get a lot of it today and tomorrow.
It's coming. I mean, it's knocking at my door right now. I can hear it.
This is not the
it sure is not burglars.
It could go either way. I'm hoping for the worst.
In her neighborhood.
In her neighborhood, yeah.
Well, anyway, so let's see. Five deaths in Mississippi. Who had an outbreak of this. We were talking about it, I think, a month or so ago, though. 15 dead in Arkansas and two elsewhere. You look at some of the pictures of the neighborhoods where the houses line up on, you know, I mean, just where the tornado went down through there and just sucked the homes in. The commercial area and the residential area that I'm looking at right now, literally every, you can see the pads on the street where the houses and the driveways of this neighborhood. Have you seen some of these pictures? The people across the street, not a thing wrong with their house.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That's really
literally
good.
Like 50 feet make a difference.
You just get skipped over.
Yep.
Just amazing.
Exactly. Yep. All right, so that takes care of that. I always try to find some good news here as I nose around to see what's going on here, there, and everywhere. Story we have at DougStephan.com about a 9-year-old boy who saved $300 to buy himself a video game system and then decided to spend the money buying smoke detectors instead for everybody in his neighborhood.
That's nice.
Wow.
Isn't that a neat story? Kenny, where'd you come? I know Ken, who responds often to whatever it is that I'm asking him, he's very good. I was interested in how we find some of these stories. I mean, all of us are doing our daily chores. Jennifer has a company to run. I have a company to run. And Kenny more or less is focused on the program all day long. How do you find some of these things? Because this is not mainstream stuff many times.
I have a friend who works at a music station in Dallas, and he actually sent me this story. There was a fire in this kid's neighborhood, and a mother and daughter died. And he couldn't understand how somebody could not get out in time. And he wanted to find out what happened and talk to one of the firefighters, and they said they didn't even have a smoke detector. And that's what did it for this kid. So he took all his money, and he went and bought as many smoke detectors as he could.
That's really cool.
But this shows you, again, considering the fact that it's a 9-year-old boy who is conscious enough to understand that we are very critical, I am, of many youngsters today, because there is so much that I shouldn't be so much critical of them as their parents will allow them to be so involved in these new technologies that it takes their mind off anything and everything else that's going on in the world. Would you say, Jennifer?
They're pure. I mean, they're the pure. That's the thing. When you have a child that you can maintain their purity until they're this age, those parents have done a really, really good job.
Yeah. All right, so here's something.
They don't think about spending that money and going, oh, I could use that for something else. I could use that for video games.
Those of you who are living in Pennsylvania, I want to know what you sort of think of this story. I think we have some listeners in the Beaver area, Beaver, Pennsylvania, the story of a widow who was given ample notice before her home was sold at a tax auction over $6.30 in unpaid interest. She took the state to court, and the decision turned down her request to reverse the sale of her home. She said, quote, I paid everything, didn't know about the $6.30 for the house sold because of $6.30 is crazy. The lady's name is Eileen Batista. She still lives in the home. She's going to appeal it one more time. The county common pleas judge wrote that the county tax claim bureau complied with notification requirements in the state law before the auction took place. She had previously owed other taxes, but at the time of the sale, she owed $235, including interest and fees. She paid the $235, did not pay the interest and fees, so the property sold for $116,000. Now, in this circumstance, I wish I had Stephen Wiseman here. I believe they have to give her the difference between what she owed the city.
I think so, yeah.
And so you turn around and whoever, she got $116,000, so can you buy another home? It's just all of the rigmarole, and what it shows you and what it makes us all is crazy.
And what was the home really worth? Because a lot of times the banks just sell it for whatever they can get. All they want is their money. They don't care about the homeowner.
The tax on it was valued, the taxing assessment was $280,000.
Yeah,
so somebody buys it for 116. I'm betting it's somebody who's connected to the city, somebody who knows somebody in the city, somebody who knows the assessor, one of those deals. And so if you keep digging and you find that stuff, they'll be embarrassed, they'll back off, and she'll end up with a house. Let's hope that that's the case. But can you imagine? Oh, man. There are a lot of crazy people, and there are a lot of crazy things that go on. Speaking of things that are going on, how many people are ready for Mother's Day, a week from Sunday?
I'm sort of ready.
Sherry's Berries is ready. I'm thinking, don't tell anybody, but there are a few special women in my life.
Mm-hmm.
A special woman, a special daughter. Jennifer.
Special co-host.
Roberta.
Yes, I'm a mother.
Special. So I want to honor them. You'll want to honor the special women in your life. Why are they special? Why is Jennifer special to me? Because she's fun, she's sweet, she's kind, she's lovely. Why is Roberta special? I'll get back to you on that. Sherry's Berries, starting at 19:90.
The abuse has started.
Back for 5 minutes.
Well, it's 6 minutes, actually. Sherry's Berries. How many people have heard of Sherry's Berries? Have you tasted?
I have, and I've tasted and gotten
the huge strawberries with these all various chocolate coverings.
Their package make you feel kind of special.
Oh, my God. These things are so terrific. You can save 40% Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 for Mother's Day, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner when you go to berries.com, berries.com, or you can call 866-FRUIT. 02 to order. I like berries.com, actually. Spelling it out again. B-E.
They're so good, you'll hear heaven's bells.
That's it. The angels are singing about these berries.
Unbelievable. Sherry's Berries. Make my day, and music will come into your head when you hear how the people that you love react to getting these enormous, fresh, juicy, mouth-watering berries dipped in white milk, dark chocolate. Oh, my God, these things are great. Meredith sent me some for Valentine's Day. I don't think I knew about Sherry's Berries before that. But from that point to this point, you know they have a special place in my heart, and they will in the heart of the person that you give them to for Mother's Day. All right, so you go online to berries.com, and you need the code GOODDAY when you order for a special extra added, I suppose, I don't call it prize, but consideration, all right? Here's what you do, and this, mic's in the upper right-hand corner. $10 more. You get another box of the berries if you use my code GOODDAY. So I think I've sort of said a lot about this, and I want you to sort of absorb it. Start now, though. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Type in GOODDAY. Order now. This deal expires on Friday at midnight, so make sure you order now for Mother's Day at berries.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toast and ice. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
With apologies for all the time Roberta's not been here, let's see if we can make it up. A lot of great things today from our queen of cheap.
Okay, we got $5 Quizno deal going on. You get a sub, you get a soda, you get chips all for $5, and we tell you more about it at DougSteffen.com. You know, the end of the school year is coming up. You may want to get a nice gift for a teacher. Well, we're going to tell you about where you can go get some terrific teacher's gifts at 45% off, all at DougSteffen.com. If your kid loves Legos, I know Rich's kid just loves Legos. There's two big Lego event coming up, one at the Lego store on May 6th and one at Toys R Us stores on May 3rd. And we have all the details for you at, of course, the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com. Looking for a date? Jen's not looking for a date any longer. We know that. And Doug's not looking for a date any longer. We know that. We're not sure about Ken or Richie. You can join eHarmony now.
Richie and Ken are pretty well taken care of, thanks.
They're
Jennifer's
going to
marry
too.
Nathan Fillion, so she's all set, too.
I know, it's perfect.
Nice.
So if you don't have a date, you need one. Right now, we've got an eHarmony 12-month subscription at 73% off. So you can get hooked up for cheap. It expires at the end of the year, so you got plenty of time to use it there. And Ross Simons, they have great jewelry at great prices. If you're looking for a Mother's Day gift, still time if you do rush shipping. They've got 30% off purchases and also a free shipping offer.
Why do you need rush shipping for Mother's Day? Mother's Day, not until a week from Sunday. Why do you need rush shipping?
Mother's Day is this Sunday.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it is a week from Sunday. That's true. Yeah. That's true. You got 2 weeks.
You weren't listening to me just sell berries? You were too busy listening to your jingle jangle there, whatever it is.
Yes, we were. Yes,
yeah,
we were.
Nice.
And all these deals and much more at the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com.
$5 off Quiznos. Check out the Lego specials, all the things that are there for your benefit at DougSteffen.com. Queen of Cheap Box, 21 after the hour on your day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tire tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now 23 after, Greece is the word for Fox. Fox announcing it's planning a live 3-hour production of Greece. It'll be sometime next year, apparently, Jennifer.
I'm not going to tell you.
Jennifer wanted me to wait for her, but the musical connection is so cool. Going back to 1978, the film starred John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. When was it? It was last Friday, I think it was.
It was last Friday.
We had video in our video of the day, if I remember, Kenny. Correct me if I'm wrong. Thursday or Friday of last week, right? Featuring a performance by Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. Olivia doing a sort of a show, a one-person show, and performing some of the music. And when this song was on, it happened that John Travolta was sitting in the front of the theater, and she just called him. He came up, and they went into... whether it had been rehearsed or not, whether it was a setup, it seemed natural and a lot of fun. So if you haven't seen that video, you can check it out at DougStephan.com. They're singing this song. Crack it up, Michael. This is for you, Roberta. Alright, what else? Is there other music from...
Grease Lightning, come on.
Nice.
That's a good tune.
We actually have that Fox TV story, the production of Grease, at DougStephan.com today as well. All right, so everybody knows what we're talking about. Got that taken care of. George Clooney off the market, so now...
Jennifer
has decided to hang around with Nathan Fillion. If you want to see the picture of Jennifer with Nathan Fillion, go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. You must have it on your Facebook page. Yeah,
yes.
She's going to marry him, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have it on your Facebook page as well?
Yeah.
By the way, what are you doing about the woman that was with him at the party on Saturday?
Doug, why do you ruin all my good secrets? We're going to just knock her off.
You're going to knock her off? I just want to make sure.
I mean, not in a bad way, but we're just going to, maybe lock her in a closet or something,
Really?
Like they would on a soap opera.
For the rest of her life?
Well, until my evil sister comes to town and releases her or something, yeah.
So isn't that where he got his start? Fillion started as a soap opera guy, right?
I think on General Hospital.
Was it?
I think so.
He doesn't look like he's that old. Is he early 40s, would you say?
I think he's in his early 40s,
Early
40s?
So you're going to marry an older man, John?
Yeah.
That's very smooth. I thought he was sort of disheveled. It didn't look like the shirt he had on was clean or his pants.
What?
We were at a...
he looked beautiful. Are you kidding?
Really? I was with Jennifer and actually Meredith. A whole bunch of people went to this fundraiser on Saturday night. Jennifer's dad, some other broadcast friends of ours, people that are involved in our business. And we went to a horse show before that and then went to the dinner And there are traditionally, I've been to this a couple of times, traditionally a lot of showbiz people. Kevin Costner was there, got Meredith's attention, probably would have gotten your attention as well, Roberta. And then the younger stars and some soap people, Tom Bergeron from Dancing with the Stars. And by the way, I watched that last night for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. He's really very good. He's clever and quick.
He can do it in his sleep.
Yeah. And I didn't understand the... Yeah, the kinds of stuff. It was 8 o'clock at night, and all the suggestive dancing.
Oh, yeah. Come
wow.
on.
Wow. It's 8 o'clock
at night.
That's
what it's all about.
But it's 8 o'clock at night.
They're just dancing.
Wow. But
it's
what
not
you,
like they're naked dancing.
Mommy, what is it? What happens when you bump and grind like that?
No kid is going to say,
no
Mommy,
kid's going to think that.
Really?
Huh? You're
no.
a pervert.
28 past the hour. Thank you.
Hi, Warren Eckstein here with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most of your pet's fears won't go away by themselves. If left untreated, they may even get worse. Some of the phobias, when treated, will decrease in intensity or frequency, but may not disappear entirely. After you've ruled out all medical causes, you've spoke to your vet, your first step in dealing with your pet's fearful behavior is to try to figure out what triggers that fear. Is he afraid of loud noises like thunder? Is he afraid of storms where there's lightning, the motorcycle next door, the kids barking, fighting with the next door neighbor? Most fears can be treated. What you need to do is desensitize and use counter-conditioning techniques, which require time and patience. You may need help with a professional animal behavior specialist with these techniques. Now, here's what desensitizing means. It means simply taking what the dog is afraid of. Let's say it's a thunderstorm. Tape record a thunderstorm. Play it gradually. Increase the volume over a period of months to desensitize the dog. You may need help from a professional animal behavior specialist with these techniques. However, patience goes a long way in resolving this problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, we're all here at your service and on your side looking at the results of the tornado. There was a church that's been hit twice in 3 years. Don't you wonder about God when you see or hear stories about this? This is 3 years after a twister destroyed the same church. The pastor has to repair once again, start over again. His home next to the church was destroyed. And you wonder about faith. The people who will ask, why is God doing this? What's happening in our church? What happens to your belief? What has...
Those maybe it strengthens it. Maybe there's
everything. That's sort of the question here. Think about your own belief. If you have strong beliefs, whether they're religious or not. What shakes them to the core? Kenny, have you ever had any of your strong beliefs shaken to the core?
Yeah, death does that.
Death of somebody in your family you're close to, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
And what did it, when that happened, this the particular experience, if you don't mind sharing a moment or two of it with us?
Well, just over a week ago, my 20-year-old nephew was killed in a drunk driving accident, and that really shakes you up, makes you reevaluate and think about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Richie, your father's passing shook you in the fact that it was as quick as it was.
You know, my father smoked and he was 69 years old and he kind of wrote his own ticket. So there was nothing really earth-shattering about his dying of cancer. But when your best friend dies of cancer at 35 years old, that shakes you.
Yeah.
And but you know, going through this, and then I had another friend die of pancreatic cancer at 38 years old, Amy, and you start to think about it. And I believe that both of them served a purpose. Kim did something for me in my life that no other person could have done. As a great, great friend. And she spent her time on this earth doing something that changed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And the whole world might not know about her, but the people she touched certainly do. And I believe that that's what she did. She came, she conquered, and she left, and he's got to do something
Vinny
else
Vinci,
now.
What's the Latin expression? Came, conquered, and something
else?
I
conquered.
Yeah. So, and she did it. She changed my life.
All right, Roberta, who have you had, or what's happened to you that's shaken your beliefs to their core?
Really nothing. I've come to accept
New Yorker.
That nature... know that nature in itself is extremely cruel, and that is the basis of nature. Death is part of nature and how we live.
Yeah,
and
watch Wild Kingdom.
And we as human beings, you know, have the ability to take something that is totally out of our control and totally negative, such as death, and try to turn it around and find the positive experience out of that. And that's the incredible thing. But nature in itself is inherently cruel, and that's the bottom line.
On Roberta's thing, I believe that if bad things did not happen, you would not appreciate the good. Everybody wants to live in Shangri-La.
Yeah.
And if you lived in Shangri-La, you'd be just this zombie just walking through life. Yeah.
And that's our human nature, to try to, you know, find the good in it.
I'm moving to Shangri-La, you guys.
You're going to move to Shangri-La.
I'll call you from there. There's an old song, Your Kisses Take Me to Shangri-La. I won't sing it, though. I was almost going to.
Please don't.
I did stop myself, yeah.
Wow.
All right, so Jennifer, what has happened in your life that has shaken your beliefs to their core?
I think probably my toughest and darkest time period was actually right before I started the show. For 6 months, I lost 3 grandparents. I lost my grandfather in August, and then I lost my my mom's mom on Thanksgiving, and then my grandmother, who was like one of my soulmates, right before my birthday in February, and that was probably the toughest time period of my life. That was.
And you
really
see these huge tornadoes that touched down, like in Missouri yesterday, and all the way down to almost where Roberta is in New Orleans, certainly into Mississippi. You do wonder about what Roberta saying that death is part of what we experience, is part of life, and yet you think, oh my God, why do these things happen? And maybe it is, as you're suggesting, to give us appreciation. Here's something going on.
Think about the community that builds, though.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, think about 9/11, and that was a horrible time for almost all of us. I mean, everybody was in shock. You were like a zombie, no matter where you were. But yet, those days following it, people were nice. Right. Crime was down.
They were beautiful.
People were connected.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, that was a great. I mean, that was some of our best days, I think.
You know,
at least
we talk about the terrorists winning, and they are these days, but they didn't really win.
No.
Interestingly enough. That day and for that month. And
New York became a better city.
Yeah.
How many of us stood in our yards with a white candle that day?
Man, look at World War II. I mean, look at what it did to
people together.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a story that will, if you've not heard it, perhaps make you crazy. It happens to originate in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. And the things that are going on around the story of Justine Pelletier. How many people here have heard the story of this young woman, 15 years old? Justina Pelletier?
No, I have not.
Okay, so this girl from Connecticut, actually, came to Boston for some treatment, medical treatment. There had been some problems with her medically. Nobody could figure it out in Connecticut, so they came to the New England Medical Center, Tufts, and went in and started to be treated by this young, so it wasn't an intern, he's a first year of practice, according to Dr. Ken Kronos. And so this guy investigates why it is that this young woman has problems that are cognitive, and he decides it's because the parents are abusing her.
Oh, that girl, yeah.
Reports this to the state of Massachusetts. State of Massachusetts comes in on the same day over a weekend, and they take this girl away from her parents. And so for the next year or so, this drama has been continuing, and today in front of the State House in Massachusetts, there is a big rally taking place. Thousands of people have gotten involved in this. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense League is going to be there to launch some major legislation that will be put before the state on behalf of this young woman, Justina, to investigate how much the Children's Department in Massachusetts, A, has spent on litigating this case, trying to tie future funding to the state based on whether they release this young woman back to her parents. She was taken away from her parents because of
the opinion of an internist.
Yeah, right. Of a one-year a doctor who had been on duty for less than a year. She's been held in Massachusetts state custody, apart from her family, apart from her friends, apart from her community. And the people in Massachusetts and Connecticut are outraged. Now, are these parents perfect? Apparently not. But under
the
circumstances.
But the kid has actually, I think, gone downhill since being in state control. So.
Right. Yeah, that's how the story has been. That's what it has played out, Jennifer. So anyway, there are stuffed animals representing the number of days that Justina has been held in custody, apart from her family and friends, being distributed as the announcement will be made today. So it'll be something that you, if we can get it in among all the discussions of David Donald Sterling and George Clooney getting married and whatever else is going on, it probably will have some impact on the news cycle in the next 24 to 48 hours. By the way, speaking of Donald Sterling, These companies announced last night they would no longer sponsor Clippers games. They not this is the list, but I'm not sure it's complete. Red Bull, Mercedes, Lone Mart, Sprint, Kia, Amtrak, Virgin America, Yokohama Tires, and Corona Beer. And there are others that apparently are going to do the same thing. The NBA has hired audio forensics experts to prove that it was Donald Sterling's voice on these audio recordings that have got the Clippers all upset. The fans are upset. Is upset. A lot of the gas bags are all over this. And this is a perfect opportunity to have all kinds of conversations about all sorts of things. I think we went through this with everybody yesterday. Roberta wasn't around yesterday. So what do you think when you see something like this that takes place, Roberta? What goes through your mind about the man, about the woman, about the circumstances?
You know, I look at the ages and I say, okay, you know what, this is the way perhaps that, you know, he was brought up and this was a culture that he was brought up in. So is this a surprise? Probably no. And it also makes me wonder what people really think. You know, they have their public face and they have their private face. And sometimes when you find out what the private face is, you're basically appalled by it. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, this person is not what they seemed to be. And I think this is more all too common than we realize.
What, this kind of a relationship between an older man and a younger woman, or a gold digger as she is,
or his attitude on race?
His attitude on life and on race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's very common.
But he's like 80, and how old is she? Like 40 something?
I think she's 31.
I don't know if she's that old. Yeah.
She's 31. She's 31, he's 81, so it's 50 years between the two of them.
Duh. What do you think's going on there?
Well, she has four cars worth about $500,000 that he got her, an apartment worth $1.8 million here in Los Angeles that she has a title to, and the wife is suing her because she claims that the girlfriend got stuff that came from community property, half of it belongs to her. And you see the two of them, the husband and wife, out for dinner last night, and she's giving the flipping the bird to the news media.
These people, I'm telling you, they are all winners.
Oh, my God.
Classy.
Yeah, very classy.
The NBA is just looking for the quickest way out of this thing.
Yeah, to get them out.
It just shows you money doesn't buy
class. Wow, the NAACP is looking for the quickest way out of it.
They want nothing to do with this.
They've been taking lots of money from him over the years.
Yeah.
They want nothing to do. Oh, they've been taking. Oh, he's been buying them.
He bought their protection. He would donate. I mean, he funded almost single-handedly the L.A. chapter of the NAACP.
Right. Yeah. Don't bring your black friends to my games, though.
Yeah.
16 before the hour.
With cash.
Yeah. Jennifer checks the television news, including the fate of Craig Ferguson, coming up here on Good Day.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts, responsibly.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Share fresh-picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, sponsored in part, I don't know if I can say sponsored, because the whole story of our coffee, the BuzzBox coffee routine, started with a conversation that I had a number of years ago with my daughter about how coffee was linked to a lot of good things when I thought coffee was linked to a lot of bad things. The most recent research is that really good coffee, the Arabica coffee, linked with a study of lower liver cancer risk. So those of you who have a daily coffee habit, you want to protect yourself from developing the most common kind of liver cancer, your best to have a cup of BuzzBox coffee or two or three every single day. So, okay, Doug, I'll bite. What's BuzzBox coffee? Did we start this while Roberta was gone? Or we had
I've got my BuzzBox coffee. Yes, right, before okay. I left for New Orleans.
BuzzBox combines the everyday habit of a cup of coffee with a proven outreach program that you'll understand. If you go to DougSteffen.com, click on the orange box that's there, right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see me talking to a cow. And you watch the video and understand by watching the video why it is, because of my connection and love for cows, that I'm in on this thing. If you and 1,000 other folks like you sign up for BuzzBox Coffee, we'll have enough money to buy enough cows to provide 28,000 glasses of milk a day for children all around the world who are in need of having a glass of milk because they don't have rickets, they don't have strong bones, all that kind of stuff. You don't understand what goes on in Africa, parts of Asia, many parts of the world where there isn't enough nutrition to help young children build strong bodies in the old, Wonder Bread used to be 12 bodies, build strong bodies in 12 different ways. That's what happens when you drink the milk from these cows that we're going to provide by signing up for BuzzBox. Never mind that. The solution is wonderful because the coffee is the best coffee you probably find anywhere. Roberta has said that. Jennifer has said that. People in my life who are drinking this, Megan drinks it. It's really very good. It's excellent, in fact. And what a great cause. You're helping out a lot of people who will have much better health because of you engaging yourself with BuzzBox Coffee. Check it out. Find out. Sign up. BuzzBox Coffee Box at DougSteffen.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Three half the hour now. Television report. Lots of things to talk about with Jennifer Horn, who keeps her ears to the your ears to the rail.
Yes.
Your ears, your nose to the stone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Craig Ferguson. Let's start with him, who announced he's going to leave. He's your what?
I do keep my pants on.
Good for you. Thank you, Jennifer and Craig. Now that could be a combination. If it doesn't work out with Nathan Fillion, maybe you can
I would consider that. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, all right. Anyway, he's going to start doing a game show and get some other stuff in the works. Doesn't want to do late nights anymore. Here he is telling his audience, sayonara.
About 2 years ago, I decided after 8 years of doing the show that it was probably time for me to move on and do something else. And CBS came to me at that time and said, well, you could hang around and we'll give you a fancy new studio and a podium for your gay robot skeleton and a stable for your horse and an invisible band behind a curtain. We'll give you all the trappings of late night television.
And a lot more money. Okay.
And so I've stayed for another 2 years. But that 2 years is up. And at the end of this year, I will be stepping down as the host of this show. Oh. Thanks, everybody. That was quite convincing. I'll be stepping down at the end of this year in December. And then I'll go and do something else. Probably I'm thinking carpentry.
No.
What's really funny is he said, CBS and I are not getting divorced. We are consciously uncoupling.
Yeah.
Just like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. He said they're still going to spend holidays together and share a custody of the fake horse. There you go.
So what does this do for the late night television audience? Been shaken to its core by Jay Leno leaving.
I mean, it was brought, first of all, in his contract, which a lot of people didn't talk about. He was the heir apparent to David Letterman. David Letterman actually produces his show. His production company does.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built in that he would be the successor to David Letterman. And if they chose not to, CBS chose not to use him, that he'd make $10 million. So what are you going to do if you're Craig Ferguson? Take the $10 million and run.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of things. You know, he does some acting. He's been doing guest appearances on Hot in Cleveland. He's also set to host a game show called Celebrity Name Game, which begins in the fall. He's got his own production company now, Green Mountain West, and he's developing some TV projects there. So, you know, I think this was probably the right time for him, and not necessarily a sad ending for Craig, because he's just made a ton of cash.
I don't think anybody really knows or cares too much, right? He's an interesting guy, very pleasant. But there's not, you know, the more of the attention being given to all of the changes there, whether it was Leno to Fallon, or Fallon to Myers, or Letterman to Colbert, of all of those, in most people's opinion, the worst decision was Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I agree.
Not because he's not funny, but because he's polarizing.
We don't know if he's funny. You don't really know who he is.
He always is this character, and you don't know what his...
I mean, even at award shows, he's in character.
Right. He's never out of character. I have no idea what Stephen Colbert is when he's out of character.
I can give you... I probably can take a guess. All right. Most aired movie on basic cable last year, Jennifer.
Oh, that was Mrs. Doubtfire, Dougie. So surprised I guess that's why they're making a sequel to that one. Mm-hmm. It made $400 million worldwide at the box office. That was
1993.
That was a ton of cash. And basic cable is still showing that more. It was played 66 times on 5 separate networks, according to IHS Technology. Back to late night news, Dougie. Chelsea Handler closing in on a deal for a new show. She's at E! Still. She'll be leaving. She made an announcement she was going to be leaving there. And now there are rumors that she's going to land at Netflix. This is the latest trend. This is the future of TV.
Wait till you see Amazon producing its own program.
Right, making these unique and original programming decisions. So Netflix getting Chelsea Handler. Also, some sad news if you're a fan of the show Parks and Recreation. It's never sunk in for me, but a lot of people love this show. It's got a cult following. According to the executive producer and the showrunner, the show's next season is likely to be its last. They'll give it a nice send-off, but that's about it for Parks and Rec.
Who cares?
Showtime has announced that comedian and actress Sarah Silverman is joining the cast of season 2 of the drama series Masters of Sex. Silverman will have a reoccurring role as Helen, and production on season 2 currently underway here in Los Angeles. It'll premiere on July 13th on Showtime.
Another who cares?
How about, I'm going to try to find one that you care about.
Really?
What about Mystery Science Theater 3000? You care about
Who
that
cares?
One?
No.
Okay.
Harry Potter? Love that show.
I know you are.
I love it.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Mystery Science Theater 3000 was awesome. It was like, you know, when I was in high school, that was like the fun thing to watch.
Yeah.
You know, this take on all these terrible bad movies.
You know what?
Well, it's coming
back.
It's
a waste of time. A week from today, we'll be doing nothing but talk about the first episode of 24.
Quiet. When's it coming back?
Joel Hodgson is rebooting it. It should be back at the end of the year.
24.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.